Thank you very much, Prime Minister, my dear friend Mirek. It's a pleasure to be back in Prague. I understand that we are inaugurating these venues for the meetings with the press. And I think, in fact, we had a very good meeting today, myself with you and our colleagues from the Commission and from the Czech government. Prague is indeed at the heart of Europe. 20 years after the fall of the Iron Curtain, after the Velvet Revolution, it is at a place at the heart of a European Union that we want without barriers. That is the slogan of your presidency, and we fully share that purpose, an idea of Europe without barriers, certainly a European Union with rules, with common rules, but without barriers, where all the citizens are entitled exactly to the same rights. We are here to make the start of this presidency, and we knew, in fact, from the very beginning that it will be very, very intense 6 months. I'd like to start by paying my tribute to the commitment of Prime Minister Topolánek. We have been working, in fact, with the Czech presidency before it was a Czech presidency, to prepare it, to make it a success, to support the efforts of our Czech friends. And I know that the Czech presidency is very well prepared and that is now considered very important for the role of the Czech Republic in Europe and in the world. And we, on our side, the European Commission side, will do everything we can to support that role. Regarding the economic situation, we know that predictions are very pessimistic. Everybody tries to be more pessimistic than the other. Let me also say that we can, to some extent, change the situation. 2009 will also be what we make of it. We will need community spirit, Czech commitment, and Commission creativity. If we do this, we will be able to reach the goals set for these 6 months. The recovery of the European economy remains a priority for European citizens. And in fact, we have discussed during this meeting with Prime Minister Topolánek what we can do, namely the Spring Council, what we can do together with our member states so that we can indeed support this recovery plan. I'm particularly grateful for the support given by the Prime Minister of Czech Republic to what we have proposed regarding the 5 billion funds that are needed, the community budget. It was approved by the European Council, still under French presidency, but so far it was not yet approved by the Council. So I hope that what the Prime Ministers, the heads of government, have agreed at the Council now is translated in concrete decisions. Because, in fact, we have asked, and it was agreed, that all the Member States will make an effort, but that we should also use some part of the community budget, namely for interconnections, some projects in the energy area and other matters that are important to have a European perspective. The key rendezvous will be the Spring European Council. That's why we should adopt the Commission's proposal to use 5 billion euros of unspent funds to stimulate key strategic actions. And this could be also the important moment for the European Union to prepare a common position for the G20 meeting in London on the 2nd of April. It is very important that the European Union is united and determined to go on with the reform of the financial system and with a global response to the global crisis. We will, of course, come with more proposals, namely following the report of the La Rosière Group that we hope to have ready by February. I welcome Prime Minister Topolánek's support for this agenda. Now, one of the priorities is precisely energy, and now we have a real problem with energy. I have spoken this morning with Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin and also with the Prime Minister of Ukraine, Mrs. Tymoshenko. In fact, I have spoken with them both on the 31st of December. They have called me to explain me their respective positions regarding the problem of gas supply. Prime Minister Putin told me that Russia is providing the gas destined for the European Union, but there are some problems with the transit through Ukraine. Prime Minister Tymoshenko, she told me that they have created no problems with the transit through Ukraine. They are able to let the gas come in the European Union, provided the Russians put the gas in the Ukrainian network. So, the conclusion from both phone calls is clear. If both Russia and Ukraine behave as they say they are behaving, there should be no problem. So we really hope that the Russians put the gas in the network, the Ukrainian network, and that the Ukrainians do not interrupt the gas from Russia to come to the European Union. We have received assurances both from Prime Minister Putin and Prime Minister Tymoshenko that they both accept international monitors to verify on the ground that this is really working. And tomorrow in Brussels, we hope to have this confirmed. We have invited the Commission with the Czech presidency. We have invited representatives from the companies from Russia and Ukraine, together with the Commissioner Piebalgs and a minister, representative of the Czech presidency. They will meet, and we will see in which way we can deploy those monitors. But I think it is important to say that it is critically important that the supply starts immediately. If not, there will be a real problem of credibility of the supply of Russian gas through Ukraine to the European Union. For a European consumer, it is not relevant to know if it is a problem created in Russia or in Ukraine. The problem for a European consumer in Bulgaria, which is having a very difficult moment now because of that. I spoke yesterday also with Prime Minister Stanishev. Or in Slovakia, Prime Minister Fico spoke with Prime Minister Polanek. Or in many other countries. The important fact is that now the gas from Russia is not coming to their own countries. So if this transit does not go as normal, we will have a real problem, and we will have to take some conclusions, clarifying that we will no longer consider the supply from gas from Russia through Ukraine a credible supply, and we will have to be clear about that. So I really hope that will not be the case, and that we will have at least the transit from Russia to the European Union restored, understanding that there are other difficulties. We know the difficulties. We have heard both governments regarding the more long-term contracts between Russia and Ukraine. And if needed, we are ready to support them finding a solution. But let's now see the immediate problem. And the immediate problem, from a European Union point of view, is the gas from Gazprom that should be coming to the European companies and that is not coming. And it should come immediately. That was, I think, an important conclusion. And together with the Czech presidency, we are doing everything we can to have this restored. And in fact, we support the calling of this extraordinary Energy Council. There are many other issues I would like to discuss, but of course, because of time, I prefer to leave it for your answers. But let me tell you, at the beginning of this Czech presidency, that the same spirit, we will go hand in hand, Czech presidency and European Commission, facing all these challenges, and of course, working in a good spirit of cooperation with all our member states, and indeed, European institutions, including, of course, the European Parliament.
Thank you, Mr. President. And now there's a limited but still chance for your questions. Czech Press Agency, please. Yeah, if you can just wait for a microphone, please.
Michal Pur, Česká tisková kancelář. Já mám otázku pro vás oba. První je, pan premiér Topolánek říkal, že pokud by ta dohoda nenastala nějak brzy, tak Evropská unie přijme tvrdší přístup vůči oběma zemím, tak jenom jestli byste to mohl více konkretizovat, jestli mezi to může spadat třeba přerušení jednání o strategickém partnerství s Ruskem nebo něco podobného. A druhá otázka, francouzský prezident Nicolas Sarkozy před chvílí oznámil, že Palestinci i Izraelci souhlasí s egyptsko-francouzským plánem na uzavření příměří, tak jestli už o to máte nějaké informace.
K té první otázce určitě nebudu specifikovat žádná opatření dopředu, protože v dané chvíli přístup obou znesvářených stran nebo států dává naději na dohodu a já nepokládám v této chvíli za obratné říkat, co by udělala Evropská unie v případě, že by k takové dohodě nedošlo. To si myslím, že by bylo přinejmenším neobratné, protože jsme nevyčerpali zdaleka ještě všechny možnosti jednání a případného vstupu do toho jednání. Takže nečekejte ode mě žádné konkrétní kroky. Ta druhá otázka, já jsem velmi rád, že se podařilo Nicolasi Sarkozymu v tomto případě jako zástupci předsednické země Rady bezpečnosti, takže druhému hrotu, kvartetu, který působí v tomto regionu vedle Evropské unie, Spojených států amerických a Ruské federaci, dosáhnout potvrzení dohody, kterou udělal Karel Schwarzenberg v rámci humanitární pomoci do pásmy Gazy, to znamená ono tříhodinové přerušení bojů každý den pro humanitární konvoje. Pokud by se opravdu podařilo naplnit předdohodnuté podmínky o zamezení pašování zbraní a vojenského materiálu ze Sinaje do pásma Gazy a Egypťani opravdu souhlasili s využitím tam působících misí, byl by to velký progres a souviselo by to, nebo bylo by to velmi dobře, protože by jedna z těch podmínek, kterou si klade Izrael pro ukončení bojů byla naplněna a viděli bychom znovu kousek dál a měli větší naději na příměří v této oblasti. Takže já aktivitu Nicolase Sarkozyho vítám, vzájemně se ty aktivity doplňují. My musíme dnes vyhodnotit po těch bilaterálních rozhovorech, které všichni vedeme, situaci využít všech kanálů, které v této oblasti máme, komunikačních kanálů a dosáhnout příměří, protože to je v dané chvíli klíčové, všechny ostatní plány budou na pořadu později.
Regarding the second question, first I have nothing to add. Regarding the second question, so far we have received concrete information that there was real progress in terms of humanitarian access to Gaza. And this is very good. This is a progress. In fact, as you know, the Commission has been pleading for it very clearly. Commissioner Ferrero-Waldner was together with Minister Schwarzenberg in that initiative. And in fact, we have been for some time now speaking, namely with Israeli authorities, that they should allow humanitarian aid from international agencies and some NGOs to go through Israel and to reach Gaza. Regarding the more substantive issue, let's see indeed what can be achieved. All efforts, including of course the efforts of France and of President Sarkozy, are welcomed because it's indeed a very, very difficult and challenging situation, as you know, and we believe that we should encourage all those that have some kind of possibilities to influence the parties there to make their contribution to some progress, namely to a ceasefire. This is the most important immediate thing, a ceasefire. And secondly, for all the parties to come back to comprehensive negotiations regarding the Middle East peace process.